Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Aleph, and tonight we are doing Si'ifim Zayin and Ches. So we are holding on page 154. Tonight what we're learning is page Ayin Ches, but we're holding at the bottom of page 154, Si'if Zayin. Now, a little bit of a switch in the way we normally do things. The very first Mishnah Berurah in Si'if Zayin, in Sifkat and Tez Zayin, writes, Ayin Biber Alachal Mashak Savnu Ksas B'Psichol Simen Zev Simen Shin Gimel. That it's important to see what I have to say in Bir Halacha in order to understand what we're going to talk about over here and what we're going to talk about in Siman Shin Gimel. It's not the Bir Halacha at the beginning of the Siman. It's Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Kala Yotzei. So let me tell you outside what the Bir Halacha says. This is all about when you are chayiv for carrying outside of an Erev on Shabbos. Like what types of items do you have to have on your person in order to be chayiv for carrying? Chayiv meaning in Isser Daraisa. When is it that it's totally mutter, that it's not called carrying at all? And when is it that it's asur midrabanan to carry outside of an erev in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Doraisa, to carry Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Doraisa. So the Be'er Halacha writes that if you're carrying something that is neither clothing nor jewelry, but you're carrying it in a very normal way, you're carrying it in your hand, then you are chayiv midoraisa. If you are carrying an item that is neither clothing nor jewelry and you're carrying it with a shinoi, then that's asur midrabanan. He then goes on to say, if you're wearing jewelry or clothing, that is totally mutter, minatora for sure, and it's normally totally mutter to wear clothing and to wear jewelry in a place that doesn't have it, in Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, let's say, where it's not even eligible to have an Eruv. But there are cases where it would be asur midrabanan even to wear jewelry or clothing, and those cases are the following five cases. Things that you might remove to show off, right? Pieces of jewelry that are so fancy that if a woman sees her friend, she's going to say, you got to check out this, whatever. So she might remove it to show it off, and then she might end up carrying it. Second are things that might slip off, something that could easily fall off, something that's very loose. Third is things that people will laugh at because it looks ridiculous. So even though you're wearing it as clothing, but if it looks absurd, so you might take it off and then carry it. Fourth is things that might be maris ha'ayin because it makes it look like you're about to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And fifth is a woman with a davar achotzeit because she might need to do tevila and then she might take it off. And then the Be'er Halacha says that protective items are only mutter if they're an absolute malbush. So you're wearing a raincoat, even though it's primarily a protective item, but it's a coat. It's a malbush, and therefore that's mutter. But if you have other protective items that are not a real malbush, that's going to be asur. So that's the introduction. Once you know those halachos, everything that we're going to learn just fits right into those basic klalim. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. Kol yotze b'davar she'eino takshit ve'eino derech malbush. Anytime you're wearing something that's not a piece of jewelry and you're not wearing it in derech malbush, and you carry it out in the way that people would normally carry it, chayiv. So that's carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that you're going to be chayiv for. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tazayin, we already saw Sifkat and Yud Zayin, veino derech malbush, di'ilu otzio derech malbush, hare lo otzio kederech alamotzian. Because if you take it out while wearing it, then you took it out in a way that people don't carry things. Whenever you're carrying something that's not an item of jewelry, you would carry it in your hand and you would not carry it derech malbush. So v'otzio kederech haynu shelo b'shinoi, if you carry it without a shinoi, so chayiv sivkat n'yates da, de kol makom shenemar b'hilchos Shabbos chayiv, very important rule, whenever in Hilchos Shabbos the word chayiv is used, it must have been mezid chayiv kares. If you do it b'mezid chayiv kares, u'b'shogeg, and if you did it b'shogeg, what does it mean b'shogeg? Da haynu shashach shu Shabbos, that either you forgot that it was Shabbos or Shliyadu Shemalacha Zoh Asura, or you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that this Malacha was Asura on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos. Then you would be Chayiv Chatos for doing it B'shogig. Vim Shachach Eza Dover Etzlov Otzio B'shogig L'Rosh Hashanah. And if you forgot something and you carried it out B'shogig into Rosh Hashanah, Einu Chayiv Aleidim Malachas Machshavas Asura Torah, because if it was totally mindless, you didn't even realize you had it, so that you're not going to be Chayiv, because that's the Torah only asks Malachas Machshavas, Ta'inu Shemotzio B'kavah. kavana. That's only if you carried out by kavana. El she'inu de'a she'yom Shabbos or shemlacha zu asura. That you knew you were carrying it, you just didn't know that today was Shabbos, or you didn't know that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But if you didn't even realize that you were carrying something, then you're not going to be chayiv midaraisa. V'dinei Rosh Hashanah mayin l'kavana sim shemnem heisev zayim mashik savnu sham, and you're going to have to wait another 44 simanim until we get to the dinim of what constitutes a Rosh Hashanah rabbin. Back in the Shulchan Aruch on the top, v'kol tachshit shu rafwe she'ef shalo b'kal lipol, any piece of jewelry that's very loose fitting where it could very easily fall off, asur latzeis bo, you're not allowed to go out with it, v'miyatza pater. But if you do go out with it, you're going to be, you're going to be pater, which means it's pater avalasir. So, sivkat and chafin mishmura, asur latzeis bo, dil manafil, because it might fall off, vasilisino, dalaram, Rosh Hashanah, and then you'll come to carry it. Four amos in Rosh Hashanah, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. V'ishal otetzi b'tachshitim shadarko l'shalfam pirush lasir me'aleo larosam. A woman shouldn't go out with the type of jewelry that she would normally take off in order to brag and to show it off to her friends. Says Rama, v'ayin l'kaman simshin gimel sif yurches im aser afilu b'chatzor b'bayis. Whether this is aser even in the chatzor or the bayis, or only. Or only if she goes out to Rosh Hashanah. Hilkach lo yetze ish lo besayif lo bekeshes lo betris pirush magid. Therefore, a man should not go out with a sword or with a spear, with a shield. Velo be alo velo beromach velo bekelim shenem tachshit. Any type of weaponry or any kli that's not a tachshit. Vim yatzah chayiv chatos, and if he goes out carrying these things, he's going to be chayiv chatos. Let's see the mishabura sifkatan chaf alif shadarko l'shalfam v'chayshin adilma b'toch kach. If it's the kind of thing that she would take off to show off, she might end up carrying it for amos in a Rosh Hashanah. Lo b'sayif, we said a man can't go out carrying a sword. Even if it's in its holster or whatever you call it, right? Sheathed, whatever. Yeah. So because that's the way people go out during the weekdays. So it's a normal way of carrying it. So if you carry it the way people normally carry it. So if you carry a gun in a holster, that's carrying. That's the way people normally carry it, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. V'lova ala, what's an ala? Doma lemakel, it's like a big stick, but v'rosho agul kamo kadur. It has a round top, like a ball on top. Back in the Shulchan Aruch. V'lova shirion v'lova kasta, not with any sort of protective gear, like a helmet or a chest shield. V'lova magfayim pirushon pilo shel barzel, the armor that people wear in their legs, you're not allowed to go out with v'miyatza pater, shem derech malbush. But if you go out with those things, you wear those things. That's derech malbush, and therefore you're going to be pater. So says the mishabura sifkatan chavdalid v'lo b'shiryon milashon v'shiryon kaskasim from the sefer shmuel aleph. Pater shame v'chulei. It's pater because it's derech malbush. Mikol makom asur mishamaris ha'ayin. So why is it tak asur at all if it's a malbush? Because it's maris ha'ayin. Sheach shdu arom shortzul lilachim ben b'shabbos. People are going to think you're going out to fight a battle on Shabbos willfully. V'gam afilu b'chadri chadarim asur k'moshkazu b'sif mem hey ayin sham. Whenever something's asur mishamaris ha'ayin, it's asur even in private. Meaning even if other people don't see over here, it can't be private. It's got to be reshusra. But even if other people won't see you, they won't realize it's still going to be aser. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, v'lo yetze b'tfilin mirbei shetzarech lasim kishikarnis lebeis hakisei. Don't go out wearing tefillin because you're going to need to remove those when you go into the beis hakisei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'lo yetze b'tfilin mipnei mashma debeiso einis laniach tefillin. Sounds like as long as you stay home, you could put on tefillin. V'davka b'nichan shel l'shem mitzvah. However, that's only if you put it on not for the shem mitzvah. Aval l'shem mitzvah aser. If you're putting on the shem mitzvah, that's aser. K'nablusim lamed alef. As we learned back in Hilchos Tefillin, Mayin Shav Mishmaris of Katan Hey, that you're not allowed to put on Tefillin the Shei Mitzvah on Shabbos. Shetzarich, because we said, because you're going to need to take it off when you go to a Beis Hakisei, Vayinu Dil Masil Asiyah, Dalar Amos, and therefore you might come to carry it for Amos. Umashma Dabalavai Taim Elo Yasul Latzeis Bahem. Sounds like if not for the concern that you'll take it off to go to the bathroom and carry it for Amos, there will be no concern going out with the Tefillin after Kaimel and Shabbos Lavzman Tefillin, even though Shabbos is not a time for wearing Tefillin, Meshem Darach Malbush, because you're wearing it, and anything that you wear is not carrying. Fine. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo yetze katan b'minal gadol dimel nafal vasi asuye. A katan should not go out with a large shoe because it might fall off and he'll come to carry it. A katan is not chayv in mitzvos. So what we mean over here, says the Mishmur Siv Katan Chavches, katan minel gadol hainu adam shehu katan biminal shu gadol lo. It means a smaller person wearing a shoe that's too big for him. It doesn't mean a 12-year-old. It means a 20-year-old who happens to be very small and he's wearing something that's way too big on him, and that's the point, that it might fall off because it is so big on him. But he's allowed to go with a large shirt, and the Avil Yotzei B'chol Gadol, he said, because that's not going to fall off. A large shirt doesn't fall off of a person. V'lo yetzei biminal echad imein l'maka baraglo. You also shouldn't go out with only one shoe on one foot, if you don't have, unless your other foot is injured, because people might laugh at you and then you're going to take off that shoe. You'd rather be barefoot and not get laughed at, and then you'll end up carrying it. But if you have an injury on the other foot, then you can have a shoe on the foot that you don't have an injury on, right? You're going around on crutches, you have a giant cast on one foot, no one's going to laugh at you like, aha, that guy's only wearing one shoe. No, obviously it's obvious why you're only wearing one shoe. Sivkat and Chavtes, Boso Ein Bomaka, Hatamishim to Sulom Mechaychi Alei. If you have an injury on one foot, no one's going to laugh at you for only wearing one shoe on the other foot. Yadi Shiev Shalalinal Minal Baregel Shabba Maka. Everyone's going to see that they're going to realize that you cannot wear a shoe on the foot that's injured. The Makasim Mechachas Alav, because it's obvious that you have an injury. Vayin Beralacha. Okay, Siv Ches now. Lo Yetzi B'machat Tchuva Lo BeBigdo. Person should not go out with a needle stuck in their clothing. Whether the needle has a hole at the end to stick a thread through, or whether it's just a plain straight needle, but if you go out with a needle that's a sewing needle, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. But if you go out with just a straight needle, then you're going to be potter. And some say that it's the opposite. Why would it be one way? Why would it be the other way? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. We're not talking about a tailor over here. We're talking about a regular person. Look, if you're carrying a needle in your hand, I don't care if you're a man, you're a woman, it's a sewing needle, a regular needle, it doesn't matter. If you're carrying it, you're carrying it. So then, of course, you're going to be chayiv. Bein she'in and nekuva. A needle is not considered a tachshit for a man at all, and therefore this is for sure going to be usher for him to have it in his clothing. Binukuva chayiv, but if it's a sewing needle, then he's going to be chayiv. Svirlo l'deya zo. This opinion holds. To be ish dino kamo be isha lekaman b'shin gimel siftes. The nukuva aviderech otzal lefrakim kshit chuva bebigda. That a man has the same din as a woman, namely that if it's a sewing needle, it's the normal way to carry it stuck into one's clothing. Umadil lekaman b'sifid beis mivar dafilu boom and patim mivar shamishbura, and we'll see what seems like a stira later on in the Mishmura. Avul be'eino nekuva pater, but if it's not a sewing needle, the man is going to be pater if he goes out with it stuck into his clothing. Why? Because that's not a normal way to carry a needle out when it's stuck in your clothing. Ki and biyado, the normal way to carry a non-sewing needle is carrying it, not stuck in your clothing, and therefore you're only going to be pater because it's a shinui. Umasha kasav v'yeshomer behepich, and that which it says that some say the opposite. Taimam, the reason for the yeshomer that says the opposite, the sfirulu to be ish, because they hold that by a man, men don't walk around with sewing needles, and therefore it's not derech hotzah to have a sewing needle stuck in your clothing. So you're carrying it with a shinoi when it's stuck in your clothing. It's genai that people might say that a person is a tailor, that he might actually have a skill. But if it doesn't have a hole in it, if it's not a sewing needle, then derech uleprakim af b'chol. Then sometimes people, even during the weekday, would carry it stuck in their clothing. If they find it in the street, it's easy place to store it. Stick it in their clothing. Because that needle may come in handy later, you know, to use as a toothpick. The Magen Avraham says, it really depends on, meaning the rule is the rule, right? The rule is that if it's a normal way to carry it, you're chayev. If it's an abnormal way to carry it, Pater Avalasar. Right? That's the rule. Question is, what's normal? What's abnormal? So that really depends. Where you live, when you live, right? Do people carry needles in this way? If this is the way people carry it during the weekday and it's not a tachshit, then you're going to be chayiv. And if no one goes out this way on a weekday, Pater Avalasar Mishum Deino Tachshit. Then it's an Isra Midrabanan. Because of all, the Magen Avraham also writes, Dim Rova Olam Ein Darkon Lahutzi Bekach. If most of the world would not carry it out this way, even though people of a certain location might carry it out this way, it's still only because we don't pay attention to this small community when the rover of the world would say that this is not a normal way to carry something out. So to review what we learned today, in addition to that initial bir halacha, we learned that things that are not clothing nor jewelry that you carry normally, like weapons, you're chayiv for. Armor is asur midrabanan, because even though you wear it, it's marasa ayin, that makes it look like you're going out to war. Then we said that things that might fall off, or that you might take off, either to show off to other people, or to enter a bathroom, let's say like tefillin, those things are asur midrabanan because of a gezeira, lest you take it off and carry it. And then we also learned that a person shouldn't wear just one shoe unless their other foot happens to be injured. And then we said that a regular person is chayiv for going out with the needle stuck into his clothing, if that's the normal way to carry such a needle. But he's pater, meaning it's only asur midrabanan, if that's not the normal way to carry such a needle. What kinds of needles are normal and not normal? It depends where you live. It depends on the makom. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place. See if him tes yud and yilal. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Or the first half yilal. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.